We'll begin with the words of the invocation. Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. And let's begin with the practice of Kasab. So if you remember, you put your right thumb under your chin. You're going to be ready to close the right nostril with the middle finger. The left hand goes over the right hand, and the thumb will be blocking off the left nostril. And we'll do the form where we breathe in for four counts and hold for eight, and breathe out for count of four. You can connect it with your heartbeat or just simply count. And so that's the basic practice, but many of us here know this practice well. As you breathe in through the left, you're imagining breathing up through the left lateral channel beside the spine, central channel of the spine. You'll be breathing up the left side, holding, and then breathing down the right lateral channel. And we'll do this three times from the left to the right. And then we'll breathe up through the right side, right lateral channel, in through the right nostril, holding for eight counts. Breathing out the left for four counts down the left lateral channel. And then in through the central channel, breathing in through both the nostrils, holding the breath for eight count, and breathing down the two lateral channels. When you breathe in, you can turn your eyeballs upwards and your tongue towards the roof of the mouth and look upwards into the crown, the subtle planes of light. So beginning with a cleansing breath, exhaling fully, inhaling another cleansing breath, and then in through the left, hold, out through the right, and two more times at your own rate. When you're ready, in through the right, holding for eight counts, and out through the left, four. in through both nostrils. Feeling the effect of this practice, especially on your magnetic field. It has a great effect of purification, of magnetism, and of balance. Let's go up the chakras with the divine name Nor, Yanor, the all-pervading light. And as we imagine each chakra, we can bring our focus and our attention to that location related to our body and basically bombard the chakra with vibration, with light. And if you like to think of the colors of the chakras, you could, or you could just simply think of the all-pervading light. And if you do think of color, the series that Pure Vilayat gave was red at the bottom of the spine, salmon at the second chakra, which is about two or three finger widths below the belly button, orange at the solar plexus, yellow, golden at the center of the heart, cardiac plexus, green at the throat, indigo or violet at the third eye, and diamond color at the top of the head. So we'll just chant a Yanur. We'll do the divine name in a mantric fashion. And we'll say it about 11 times, kind of continual. You're welcome to go at your own rate and your own pitch. So we'll begin with the base of the spine, saying Yanur 11 times. Yanur, 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 Yanur. And now the second chakra, focusing in on that location. Yanur, 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 Yanur. Solar plexus. Yanur, 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 Yanur. And let's descend down with Spirit, Kadus, Yak Kadus. Yak Kadus, 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 Yak Kadus. Third eye. Yakadoos, 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 yakadoos. Throat. Yakadoos, 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 yakadoos. Yakadoos, 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 yakadoos. Center of the heart. Yakadoos, 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 yakadoos. Solar plexus. Yakadoos, 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 yakadoos. Second chakra. Yakadoos, 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 yakadoos. Yakadoos, yakadoos, yakadoos. Base of the spine. Yakadoos, 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 yakadoos. And let's do a practice of Yanur, Yamunawar in Pure Vilayat style, circulating the head from left shoulder, left knee, right shoulder, and up to the zenith. And as we're working with this movement, we're considering the all-pervading light, Yanur, the light of the cosmos, stars, planets, suns, the light of the whole universe. And then as we bring the head down to the central heart, we say Yamunawar. As much of this light that we can receive into our heart as a lamp, radiant lamp, shining out this light. Through this on the breath, exhaling Yanur, inhaling Munawar. one last time. And a quote from Pierre Vilayat. As ours is a way of light, the work we do as followers of the path of Sufism is to help others become conscious that they are beings of light. Just like a potter works with clay to shape a pot, work with light practices, working with light practices helps individuals become more luminous and radiant. Becoming more skilled in the art of illumination catalyzes transformation. How would the world be different if, for example, all of us were to reclaim our inheritance as members in a tribe of light who vow to bring enlightenment to all creation? Pierre Vilayat. I mean...